of when he left me.
Sindawe nodded. I remain on the horns. Croker did not ask what would happen if he tried to eliminate Mogaba. The Nar would fight, Sindawe included. That was not his style anyway. He did not eliminate a man because he was a nuisance.
I'll come over and confront him, then. He'll either accept me or he won't. It'll be interesting seeing where the Nar stand if he chooses mutiny.
You'll exact the penalty?
I won't kill him. I respect him. He's a great soldier. Maybe he can continue to be a great soldier. Maybe not. If not, he'll have to give up his part in our quest.
Sindawe smiled. You're a wise man, Captain. I'll go tell him. And everyone else. I'll pray the gods remind him of his oaths and honor.
Fine. Don't dawdle. Since I don't want anything to do with this, I'll be over as soon as I can.
Eh?
If I put off doing something unpleasant, I never get around to dealing with it. Go. I'll be right behind you.
Chapter 70 Long Shadow consulted the shadows he had left in the cell with the missing woman. Then he visited the bedridden Howler.
You idiot! You grabbed the wrong woman!
Howler did not respond.
That was Soul Catcher!
Her!
And Hull!
How had she managed that?
In a voice little more than a whisper, Howler reminded,
You sent me there. You insisted Senjak was in Daglios.
And what did that have to do with the result?
You couldn't scout the situation well enough to find out we'd been deceived?
Contempt, poorly veiled, flashed across Howler's face. He did not argue. There was no point. Long Shadow never made a mistake. Whatever dismayed him, it was always another's fault. Long Shadow pitched a tantrum. Then he went coldly calm.
Error, no error. Fault, no fault. The fact is we've made an enemy. She won't bear it. She was just playing with her sister before. Now she won't be playing.
Howler smiled. He and Soulcatcher were not beloved of one another. He rasped out,
She's walking.
Long Shadow grunted. Yes, there is that. She's in my territories. Afoot.
He paced.
She'll hide from my shadow eyes, but she'll want to watch the rest of the world. I won't look for her then. I'll look for her spies. The crows will lead me to her, and then I shall test us both.
Howler caught the timbre of daring in Long Shadow's voice. He was going to try something dangerous. Disasters had knocked the daring out of Howler. His inclinations were toward the safe and quiet. That was why he had chosen to build his own empire in the swamps. They had been enough. And nothing anyone wanted to take away. But he had succumbed to seduction when Long Shadow's emissaries had come to him. So here he was easing back from the brink of death, alive only because Long Shadow still thought him useful. He was not interested in more risks. He would return to his sloughs and mangroves happily. But till he fashioned some means of flight, he would have to pretend interest in Long Shadow's plans.
Nothing dangerous,
he whispered.
Not at all, Long Shadow lied. Once I find out where she is, the rest is easy.
Chapter 71 Volunteers willing to cross the lake with Croker were few. He